I want to take a second to fulfill a request from a guy in the front row of this family. That request is for... What I'd like you guys to do is, first of all, let me just say, this place is unbelievable. This is so cool, boy. I want to have you guys help me do sort of in lieu of a thank you note. I'm going to have you guys be a verbal thank you note if you don't mind. And I'll explain what I'm talking about. When we first started as a band, it was in 1983, we had our original first crew member was a guy named Paul Langwinack, who you may remember. I met Paul because he was a luthier in Burlington. He's a guitar maker, and I met him when he built my first guitar. Since then, he's built every guitar I've played ever in pitch, and there's been about five of them at that time. And for a long time, he was our first sound man. He used to do a lot of stuff for us, and we used to travel around, the five of us, in a van together, so he's a very dear friend of ours. He told me, I think about 9 months ago, that he had put aside this magic piece of wood to build me one last really special guitar. And he gave it to me about a week ago, and this is it. I just gotta say that I have just been freaking out all night about how good this guitar is. It's the magic guitar. And he's got a little ocelot up here on the headstock. Some special stuff on the... So what I wanted to do was, Paul has gone, he used to do lots of stuff with us. Now he's building guitars full time, back in his place in Vermont. And what I want to do is I want to be able to play on this tape, and I want you guys to just do a big cheer for Paul. I'm going to join you in thanking him for the new guitar. One, two, three. I'm laughing because Paul's a pretty shy guy. He'd probably be embarrassed by the chicken. Anyway, so I'm trying to think of the appropriate song. And maybe tomorrow night we'll pay tribute to this guy. But first, I want to do one where I think about the... I get this thing about what a bad guitar this is.